1941, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, yes.
What are your recollections of that day?
We think about that, and I was telling my boys that most of us didn't know where Pearl Harbor was or what it was, and when it came on the radio, there was no television. We were all kind of scared, and I remember that my wife and I went down to my grandfather's house asking him, you know, what this thing doing, this war and all. Only thing he remembered was the Maginot Line in World War I in France, but we were all concerned and scared and not knowing where we would go from here.
You would have been 20 years old then on that date, 1941, December 7th.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you join the military then?
Well, I, at that point in time, owned a service station. The draft board was started up, and they were drafting people right and left. I didn't want to particularly be in the Army. I thought the naval branches were important, but I knew I couldn't wait around to get drafted. So I enlisted in 1942.
You enlisted in the Navy?
Yes, Coast Guard, but at that point, that was the Navy. I was sworn in at St. Louis and went to the Brooklyn Navy Yards from a boot camp.
By that time, you'd been married about a year.
Oh, yeah, a little over a year.
Yeah. Then you were with the U.S. Coast Guard. What was your duty? Where did you go?
As I said, I ended up stationed on land for the first years of my service. And then, like everybody else, I was in New York, went into a DE, destroyer escort. The USS Huron was the ship that I was on, and we got rammed. We were escorting a convoy and hit some depth charges, and the captain couldn't drop bombs because it had a convoy of all these ships. So he, being the typical old-time Navy guy, decided that we would ram that destroyer. He headed that way, and what happened was that we got rammed by one of our own ships in front of it as we tried to get that. So we had to abandon ship. So the seaman we had on there was killed from the crash on the deck.
You said you abandoned ship, so that meant you were in the water?
Yeah, well, I went in the water, was picked up. I can't remember now what the name of the ship was that picked us up. And they towed that ship in to try to get it fixed. It wasn't going to work. I can't remember. We were sort of Bermuda or someplace over in there. I got transferred and went aboard the USS William H. Gordon, which was a transport, AP-117.
Were you largely in the Atlantic during the war?
I can tell you, I got a slip here with all the names. That's one of the charter members of the National World War II Memorial that Bob Dole got set up in Congress. He put me on it. I was served aboard the USS Huron and then the USS William H. Gordon. I received ribbons, European Theater, American and Mediterranean Theater of War, and African Area, and had a Bronze Star, and I'm proud of the Good Conduct Medal. I told my boys that.
What was your Bronze Star for?
The ship that we was on that was hit.
Okay.
Because we stayed in there and tried to ram that thing and so on.
What was your job?
Well, we all had guards that we stood. I was on the cave guns on the aft part of the ship, but what I did was I had a storekeeper rig, kind of storekeeper, SK, storekeeper as petty officer. What we did was keep the payrolls and the transfer rolls and all of that sort of thing for the ship and also on land stations when we had it.
How many years were you in the Coast Guard?
About 4 years. I got out in May of 1944. I was on another ship then when that happened. And this is November 1945, USS Monticello. This is the division officer of that, and he says it's requested that Thorbrew Pauley, SK2C, be released from further duties aboard this vessel and transferred ashore prior to the vessel's departure for the purpose of being discharged. I said, no replacement is necessary for this transfer, and none is asked. That was the lieutenant commander of the USS Monticello. That was November the 7th. 1945.
Well, that was a happy day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So then I went ashore and ended up being discharged.